This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Preparations are underway for the demolition of a Florida condominium building that partially collapsed last week ahead of an oncoming tropical storm that could hit Florida by Tuesday. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava told reporters on Sunday that there is no specific time set for the demolition. She said the top priority is to pull down the remains of Champlain Towers South, in her words, as soon as possible. The 12-story building in Surfside, Florida, suddenly collapsed on June 24th. At least two dozen people died in the collapse, and 121 are still missing. Tropical storm Elsa, currently over the Caribbean, is forecast to hit Florida by Tuesday morning. Residents of the remaining portion of the Champlain Towers South have long been evacuated, and officials are not letting anyone back into the building. As the last U.S. forces are withdrawn from Afghanistan, the American commander who oversaw last week's withdrawal from Bagram Airfield says he is worried about the territorial advance of the Taliban insurgents trying to take back control of the country. U.S. Army General Scott Miller told ABC television on Sunday that the Taliban is gaining strength. He called the territorial gains concerning. The Taliban have captured more than 100 Afghan districts since early May. U.S. President Joe Biden ordered the troop withdrawal with a goal of completing the job by September 11th. Former President Donald Trump also supported withdrawing the troops. The United States invaded Afghanistan 20 years ago to combat al-Qaeda terrorists who had been training there in advance of their September 11th, 2001 attacks on New York and the Pentagon outside Washington. Those attacks killed nearly 3,000 people. And of course, this September 11th is the 20th anniversary of those attacks.